We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. So cars have a lot of unique features these days, but it's not all new technology. Back in the 80s, Honda had a navigation system that was rare, but it didn't really take off. And then Oldsmobile had a touchscreen visual information center, and that didn't take off then either. But Volkswagen, in 1959, they had coffee makers built into their dashboard.
What?
I've never heard that. It must have been like a special deal or something.
Yeah, it must have been a dealer option you had to add.
Yeah, and so there are pictures of it. It's interesting. It's a little metal. I say metal. I don't know what kind of metal, but it just attaches to the dashboard, and it's right there by the steering wheel, and it has a little place to, I guess, it brews your coffee, and it goes into a little cup that's sitting just kind of on a little stand under the coffee maker.
It's a precursor to the K-cup.
Yes, but how safe is that to drive while your coffee is brewing?
I don't know, but you know what's really weird? They also used to install record players in cars. Okay. You hit a bump and it just scratches your record, you know?
That's not going to burn your leg.
Well, that's true. I never burnt myself playing a record.
So strange this is, but I mean, it's a neat concept, but I'm just glad they don't have coffee makers in cars these days. Or do they?
I don't know about it.
It's a custom feature.
I'm not fancy enough.
I don't feel like I'm safe enough to drive with that.
There's a lot of stuff that got developed early on and wasn't adapted fully until later. Fuel injection.
Mm-hmm.
That actually dates back to the early 40s.
Wow.
But it was not in wide use at all until way later. Tons and tons of stuff. You know, emissions control things. Flip-up headlights.
You know,
come up out of the we had a Tornado, and it was a front-wheel drive car, but it was a full-size car. It was one of the first American cars to be front-wheel drive, and it had flip-up headlights. And this was the early 70s, way early on this stuff.
Do we still have flip-up headlights these days?
Some exotic cars.
Yeah.
It's not a real common thing at all.
Yeah. I mean, now
the idea was for sleek body lines.
Yeah.
But now the headlights are molded into the body. It's
right.
Not the whole thing of, oh, this big round light just screws into the dash. So.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Tire pressure monitor sensors, those little things that let you know when your tire's going low.
Yeah.
Corvette had those in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some European cars that had them way early, but they've been standard in America for over a dozen years now.
Yeah.
So that TPMS stands for tire pressure monitor sensor. Keegan calls it tire pressure might stink.
Okay.
Meaning, you know, you should probably check that.
You probably should.